make me think of Hebrews 12, verse 2. It says they're looking steadfastly off unto Jesus. Mm-hmm. The meaning, according to the note by Brother Darby, is to look away from everything mm-hmm. and to fix the eyes mm-hmm. exclusively on one. Those are the hindrances that we've got to deal with. And he will come to the fore.
My finger is in Hebrews chapter 12. And so you got to it before I did. But it's true. This has been mentioned already, that Psalm 8 is quoted here in Hebrews chapter 2. And it's the foundation of many things. The question is raised, thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. Who? Man. Mm-hmm. And so the stage upon which all of this is operating is on Earth. Not Mars, not Saturn, not the moon. Earth is the stage upon which all of these issues are being played out. And God has designated that there will be a man that will bring forth glory to him on the earth. Adam failed. Christ comes in. We see Jesus. What? Faith sees Jesus. Mm-hmm. Our brother mentioned Hebrews chapter 11. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. And in Hebrews chapter 10, the just shall live by faith. It's not just a faith chapter in chapter 11. It starts in chapter 10. It goes through chapter 11, and it finds its terminus in chapter 12, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So faith has begun in chapter 10. It is demonstrated by all of these different characters in chapter 11, and it finds its culmination in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, looking to him. He begins faith, and he finishes faith. But he himself, one who was tried and tested on Calvary's cross, he is the greatest example of faith because he had his confidence in God. And it says that he endured the cross, despising the shame. We have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. But each and every one of these worthies, as we see, they were tested. Noah was tested. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, they were all tested. And they all came through in faith, but they did not receive the promises. It's a very interesting subject. In Hebrews chapter 11, they all died in faith, not having received the promises. God having something better for us. That is the church. That is the assembly. Mm-hmm. And what is this? That we will see the Lord Jesus Christ and participate with him in a coming day, when his glory will be manifest and he will fulfill all the purposes of God in a man, glorifying God, being given honor and glory in that coming day.
The response of faith always has its consequent action. We talked about it's not yet seen and yet faith apprehends it. It says that Abraham saw things that no one else saw. Right? It says he looked for a city whose builder and maker was God. And then he moved out. Right? He moved out. It says, and if his neighbor said to him, so Abraham, where are you going? He says, I don't know. But God has called me to go to this place. Faith, when it apprehends what God is setting out to do, does have an impact on the present consequence of how we look at it and how we view things. What happens, perhaps, and I make this as a suggestion and we'll move on to these, is that when the truth of headship is lost and the sense of what God is purposing is lost, where we change the focus from being God-centric for what is for his glory to what is for our blessing and what our perception is, we deviate, and what happens is we start then trying to get involved and engage. If I understand the truth that all things are subject to Christ, then I move through this world with the assurance and the confidence in his authority. being subject to him, as opposed to what is happening today, the attempt to claim moral righteousness in this world through natural means. What it says is that we as a company of believers recognize the way things are and see things the way God has laid them out, and we move in that confidence and in that assurance in our conduct and in our walk. We don't get fretful about who's in power here and who's going to be elected to power there and all that kind of stuff, because we understand that all things are subject to Christ. Mm-hmm. And that even now, that's the reality, even though it may not be in my view, and I think that I need to do something to fix things in this world. No. Christ will fix this world in his time, and I am subject to that, and I live and I move in that consciousness. And that brings us to Ephesians, because I think that's a very important part of understanding the role and the purpose for the assembly being here. In this matter of headship, if it's only the assembly, it's only the church that recognizes this divine order, then it's incumbent upon the church, the assembly, to embrace this truth and to live it out in the manner that is outlined in the scripture. And we go to Ephesians, where it talks about Christ specifically being head of the body. And I'd like to really explore something that was presented this morning, that it's to him and from him. This dependency that exists in the collective group of believers under his direction, living out the truth of exalting Christ in this present day. If we can have some comments on that thought as we move to Ephesians.
Well, if we can jump to Ephesians chapter 5, we can look at the others, but when you speak about to him and from him, does that not remind us of the example that is given in Adam and Eve? In Genesis, we see that Eve was taken from Adam's side and was put to sleep. A rib was taken out. So it was from him. Mm-hmm. And we are from Christ. We are not our own origin. We have our origin in Christ. And so Eve was taken from Adam's side, and now we find that God brought the woman to Adam after he took her from his side. Mm-hmm. We have two entities. And it's interesting to note that he called their name Adam. You're not talking about two individuals only. We have we have diversity and unity. And that's important in the assembly. And so we have Adam and Eve. And so she comes from him. She's brought back to him. And they are called one. And that, I think, is some of the reasons why we have that in Ephesians, because Ephesians is setting forth the truth of the church.